Blog Talk Radio. You're listening to Cleopatra Memphis Studios. I'm your girl, Cleopatra Memphis, but you can call me Cleo. And tonight, it's all about It's a Wrap Wednesday. And what are we talking about? Protecting Black women and Megan Thee Stallion, our subject matter for today. Ladies and gentlemen, especially ladies, I don't know where to begin. As y'all know, Megan Thee Stallion is one of the supreme rappers in the game right now, female rappers, and she unfortunately got shot by another rapper, Tory Lanez, and he is not from America, he's from Canada. And I literally got to see the video of her stepping out of the car with her hands up with the police all surrounding, him on the ground, another woman on the ground, but her stepping out of the car with her feet bleeding as she was, complying to the police. Now, she just now came out a few days ago about being shot, and she was shot by Tory Lanez, and he went to jail and was held up on charges for having possession of a firearm illegally. Now, people, this right here is classic to me. I knew what happened before she even came out and said it. But we're going to get to the nitty-gritty of this subject. She still protected him even though she was traumatized and even though she got shot. A lot of Black women are confronted with the heart-wrenching decision to speak out against Black men. With everything that's going on, at the end of the day, who is going to protect us? Because you have the ones that are like Tory Lanez, you got the ones that are like Chris Brown, and you got the other ones that are like R. Kelly, and you got the ones that are not known, that are in your family, that you take up for, and you know what they're doing. You got the ones that are your friend's boyfriend or friend's fiance or friend's husband, and you know what they're doing, but you're still trying to protect and hold it down. When is a time going to come when we are held down, where we are protected, where we are not verbally and emotionally abused, physically abused, traumatized, abandoned? I could go on and on. This could be an all-night thing for me, but we ain't got time for all that. So I want to know, when is there going to be a time where we come to a point where we decide to protect ourselves? One of the women I do respect is Tina Turner. One of the women I do respect is Rihanna, because they decided for themselves that that's not what they were going to do. We have enough on our backs being women and being people of color. And then our men are not up to par when it comes to standing up for us. I've only heard a few rappers speak on her behalf. Even Boosie, Lil Boosie, with everything he has to say, he would not say anything about it, one way or the other. But he did reference wanting a lyric from Megan Thee Stallion because he wanted that Megan money. Okay? So my advice as a women's advocate is now is the time, because everything is hitting the fan. Excuse my language. All the shit that's going on is hitting the fan. Now is the time for us ladies to protect ourselves. If our men aren't going to do it, we're going to have to protect ourselves at the end of the day and just wipe our hands of it. Because if they can't see your value, if they can't see our value, where are they going to be? Where are they going to get it from? They are born from us. They are created by us. So, just like Tupac's verse, I don't know what he did personally, but I know what that verse said. How you going to hate the ladies that make the babies? But that's been going on for centuries. And I'm well past all this has been conditioning and all this is systematic this and it's passed down. This is the time where everybody has to admit that this is their time to break that generational curse that has been placed on us systematically, racially, in every way. This is the time for us ladies to step it up and say, oh, hell no, for yourself. And you start with yourself. You start in your own household. You start with your family and your friends. If you got to get away, get away. If daddy done did something to you, tell it. If uncle done did something to you, tell it. If your boyfriend done did something to you, tell it. If your husband done did something to you or fiance, tell it. Let somebody know. Let somebody know. It's time out. Just like we done dying, we're done taking this mess off our own men. Because every other race protects their women. They and even if they do cut up, they don't let nobody else come in on them. So it's time out for that. It's so many things I have seen as a women's advocate, as a professional cosmetologist, stylist, and makeup artist, where people sit in my chair. We could be on set, honey, and I'm hearing all their personal business. I don't care who it is. I'm going to hear it. We know the stylist chair is like a therapy session. I don't get paid enough to hear things I hear. I do not get paid enough for that. Okay? At this point, it's so bad, I don't even want it in my spirit. Okay? So this is well beyond this. So my suggestion to everyone is to make sure you get your paper up. Save your money. Take care of yourself. Because at the end of the day, they will not take care of you. They will not take care of you. It's only a select few that will. And some of that comes at a consequence of emotional abuse. If it's not physical, so your best bet is to be independent and sufficient on your own. Because if you don't, and they're not going to catch up anytime soon, you're going to go through hell. You're going to be Tina Turner, a Rihanna, a Megan. You're going to be one of them. So, and ladies, I'm inviting you to the CMS Network to tell your stories. That's why I made this platform. It's time for us to tell our stories and tell the truth. And screw whether somebody believes us or not. You believe you. If you got receipts, show it. This is a time when you get to speak up for yourself and speak your truth. And they're going to call you a lie. They'll tell you ain't nobody going to believe you. I only do you like that. That's a lie. That's a lie to live hell, ladies. Just like the Harvey Weinsteins of the world getting busted, it's time for our men to get busted. It's time for us to protect ourselves and to hold each other accountable and hold each other up, because ain't nobody going to be there like us. And I'm talking about you ladies. And also women who are not of color. Be there for us. We've been here for y'all. So now, call in anytime. 563-999-3596. That's 563-999-3596. Or email us at info@CleopatraMemphisStudios.org. That's info@CleopatraMemphisStudios.org. Tell us your stories. Sit down with us. And we will film it. Bring those receipts. Let us know what's going on. will share your story. Be prepared for what comes after, but it's time for us to rise up. And if ain't no time better, ain't no time better than the present. I'll be the first to share all my stories. I'll be the first to share my experience before I became a women's advocate, what I currently experience, and what I will no longer tolerate. So thank you all for listening. I cannot wait for this segment to be for you all to see this on the CMS Network. We'll give everything, including our new app, concerning everything we have going on with Cleopatra Mantha Studios, from products to bookings to classes and everything in between. So until next time, y'all, be great.